Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia B. And welcome to Conscious Living with Dr. Tranquility. Today we have another amazing guest. Do I bring you amazing guests or what? We have Angela of Empowered Crystals. Now you may have seen this amazing woman on Instagram or TikTok. She has, you know, full-length videos on her YouTube channel. We're going to get into all of that with her. She has almost 200,000 followers on Instagram alone and another 120 on YouTube. So we're going to find out, what is she doing with these crystals and this beautiful jewelry that she makes that so many people want to follow her? And she also shares so much of herself with all of us. She does these amazing protection and calling in different things to help us in our daily lives to live better lives. And it's, I've been following her, and then I decided to finally ask her if I could interview her and bring her to all of you. And I'm so excited. The lady said yes. Hello, Angela, and welcome.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. How is the weather across the pond?
Oh, it's really miserable today. let's not talk about the weather. It was lovely a few days ago. How's the weather there?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's warm and it's sunny. It's very sunny.
But oh, jealous.
Yeah, we've had our rainy days too, but I know in England, when I lived there, I had to have a fireplace.
Yeah.
Because you need it to warm up the room. It just gets so rainy, which is very beautiful and romantic when you first arrive. But after about 2 years, the romance kind of, the bloom goes off the rose, and it's like, when are we going to have some sunlight?
You know? Definitely.
I know. So you have such an interesting backstory. You started in medicine, working within the allopathic model, and you were helping so many people that way for 20 years, I believe, two decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you went and began to work with crystals. Can you tell us what was the impetus to bring in the crystals to your practice and your work, and then eventually to be doing that full time for the last 7 years, successfully, I might add, as you have? What was the reason?
I was always connected to crystals, always. Just as a child, I remember my dad picking out quartz crystals out the garden if he found them, because he knew I'd love them. And then I started to work in a complementary therapy shop, and that was as a teenager, because I was very interested in all of complementary therapy, herbs, vitamins, and they were so impressed with me that they said, oh, do you want a job, because you know a lot about it. And so I worked for there for years. And then I was looking at careers, and I decided to look into biomedical science, because it was all about the background of our blood and how we work. And it sort of fitted in to alternative health really, really well. And I worked in a lab as a clinical biochemist for about 20 years. Wow. And my last job, they actually brought in alternative therapy people to help with the patients. And I saw there was a sort of disconnect in hospitals that didn't believe in the complementary therapy, because we're holistic people.
Exactly.
If we're uptight, if we're stressed, we don't heal so well. If we're depressed, if we're anxious, if we have mental health problems, it's been proven, there's a whole range of science, it's been proven we heal slower, we don't do as well when we are treated. And they've actually did some experiments where with long-term carers, they took a hole out of a bit of skin, and they measured how quickly it healed. And compared to the controls, it healed a lot slower. But they also, interestingly, because you think, oh, it's cortisol, is it the cortisol levels? So they compared it to adrenaline junkies, and they were also healing a lot quicker than the long-term carers that were under a lot of stress.
Right.
Wow. So it was just really inspiring, and that's where I went down my rabbit hole, and I personally can feel the energy of crystals. I personally know I pick up a crystal and it feels really nice or horrible, and you depend on what you need at the time. So I actually feel that energy, so I do what I believe, basically, and what I know.
Wow, that is amazing. And how do you get a feeling for or select the crystals that you're going to work with each day, and know whether you're going to be doing something on protection or something on boundaries? Because I have to tell you, when I tune into you, and I do almost every day, you always and often, I mean, 99.9%, you hit the nail right on the head, and you're doing exactly what I need that day. So do you use your intuition to guide you? How do you go about figuring out that process?
Yeah, it is. So many people say exactly the same as you, that it's exactly what they needed at the time. And it's all thanks to my spirit guides and intuition. I basically start to look through what I'm going to do for that day. I don't do things in advance. I tend to do post the shorts up every day, the shorter videos. And unless there's something big going on, like a full moon or a new moon. And I just get this feeling, it's just like, oh yes, that's the one. You know you get something really intuitive, and that's the one, and that's how I choose them. And the crystals, exactly the same. I think sometimes they're not traditional crystals, but I think, oh no, I like that with that theme. That just feels right. So it's just all on feelings, very intuitive.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, you're amazing. You're a joy to listen to. So you make, and I'm amazed by your talent, you create all of these crystal pieces on this incredible website that you have, correct?
Yes, everything is made by me. I'm a one-woman business.
Wow.
I don't have any staff. Nobody does my photography. I do everything from scratch myself. I especially love wire wrapping, and I also set stones into, it's like the rings, I set stones into silver and into different crystals into different metals. So everything is made by me, and I cleanse all of my crystals myself, and I also attune everything to Reiki. So it's going to be very different to buying from a store or from a big retail website, because everything has that energy that's given by me.
Wow, that is incredible. And when you make your crystal carvings, I almost called them engravings, excuse me, but crystal carvings, how is that process? I mean, it seems like it would shatter or crack, and you have such lovely pieces on your site.
I don't actually do any individual carving myself.
Okay.
So I specialize in choosing a stone, and then I set it off with either wire or set it into a crystal. Sometimes with raw stones, I do alter them, but I try to do it very gently. I tend to do hand tools and very gentle things like sandpaper. So it's all quite an intuitive process, and everything's just got that energy into it to make it feel wonderful when you wear it.
Oh, that's amazing. And we love you for it. It's incredible, your work. How have you found your healing practice now that you're in utilizing a more holistic, approach to healing? I mean, now you're on the opposite side. It's unfortunate, and we hope and we see that today that things are blending together in wellness and in healthcare. But how do you find your healing outcomes? Would you say that they are far more successful than some you've seen without healing?
Yes. I mean, I'm blessed that I've got a scientific background, and I'm also spiritual, so I can see things from both sides. So when there's a lot of videos out there, and I can sort the truth from what I think, you sometimes look at something, you think, oh, does that work? And because I've got the background, I'm quite good at sorting the good from the bad. So it's one of those things, is that when you're a healer, you do tend to concentrate on other people, don't you? And and you let yourself get left behind. So I have to be quite careful of that. But I personally, I found out I had cancer earlier this year, a diagnosis. And I did a lot of work, a lot of spiritual work, a lot of work researching around diet and everything else. I mean, I'd already been working on it as I'd been getting a lot of messages. And by the time I got from diagnosis to them doing the ultrasound before the operation, they couldn't find it. They actually had to do I had to have this an hour MRI scan to find it and to identify where the remnants were, because it had become so small. So, you know, I personally think that's a great success. So,
fantastic outcome. Outcome that's more than most people could even think about wishing for. So, and I'm so pleased for you, and thank you for sharing that with us.
And you're welcome.
So open. And when you did some of your research, I'm just curious, what type of research did you do, and what sort of resources did you go to?
I like to see stuff that is backed up with either a lot of examples. So with spiritual practice, you'll generally see something that's backed up by a lot of people saying, this helped me. But I do like to see a little bit of science behind as well, because that's my background. Right. And so I search, because I'm used to searching for scientific papers and things like that, and it's surprising how often you can see things that are backed by science. Acupuncture, they've done studies of acupuncture, and that's been proven to be much better than placebo. And I'm not discounting placebo effect, because how amazing that we can actually do stuff without anything, and it's always discounted, but the body is an amazing thing for us, isn't it? Just to have a placebo effect that they have to, the scientists have to regulate for in the experiments, and cancel out. It goes to show if we work on ourselves, we can actually create healing outcomes.
Yes.
And I'm grateful lifestyle and diet. Stress is something we find very difficult to control, which is why I do the videos, because I think every day everybody should be sitting and taking time out and relaxing and concentrating on positivity and relaxation. And if nothing else, if you don't believe in Reiki, if you don't believe in crystals, that is what my videos do. They give you that moment of meditation. And also we have to be careful of our food, because we are tend to have a lot of processed foods. And we need to be looking at trying to have less processed foods and looking carefully a bit more at our diet. So I'd like to see what's backed up with science, but also backed up with results.
Definitely. And have you ever worked with someone and then after you worked with them, they disclosed to you that something else was going on with them that they hadn't disclosed in the beginning, and that they were feeling much better in that?
I haven't actually. People tend to be generally very, very honest with me. I must have one of those personalities. People tend to tell me, and maybe I ask the right questions, I don't know. And obviously everything's intuitive. And so things that they don't say, I quite often get a message. And so while I'm doing my healings, quite often I'll hear something and I say, oh, I'm just hearing this, what does that mean? And they say, oh, that's because I stopped doing that. And then, because they were, you know, perhaps somebody saying they're feeling tired and I was hearing something, and then they realized that it was because they stopped taking a vitamin, that type of thing. So I quite often get messages as I'm doing a Reiki session one-to-one. So I'm probably told as well, anything that's crucial, but it's been sometimes where I've been told that somebody needs my help, and then when they're actually on the call, it turns out it's actually not them, it's something that's happening to them and it's out of control. And then you just got to concentrate on controlling that stress and those triggers. That's the most difficult, when it's something that's out of people's control. Grief, it's just something, you know, when people die or you lose people or you break up with people, it's out of your control. So you have to, all you can control is how you feel.
That's so true. It's so true. You know, the reason I was asking is that I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a hypnotic anesthesiologist and a relaxation physiologist in mind-body medicine from Harvard's Mind-Body Institute. And I find that when my clients come in with a lot of stress, and you're just getting them to relax, and once you calm them down, then you can figure out what else is going on with them, you know, and really be of help. And I'll have them, I probably need you around. They'll come to me later and say, oh, by the way, I was also struggling with this, and you have helped me so much that that's no longer a problem. I deal with a lot of people who have addictions. So I, you know, and also need to relax or have pain, acute stress, you know, these types of issues. So, and I have found very often that they'll say to me after the fact that, you know, all of these areas have shifted and the outcome is so much better for them. And I was just wondering if that was something you experienced too, because I know you help so many people in your daily healings. They're really amazing. And I find them very beneficial for me. They help me calm down. So they help others calm down, because we have to take care of self, right? And how do you take care of self? What do you do for yourself to help yourself, you know, to help with alleviating some of the stress and mitigating or staying away from some of the triggers, or just something nice for yourself? What are some of the tools that you use? Since you
don't find that us as healers, we're the most guilty of what we tell everybody not to And I'm probably the top of that, but generally I love to do healing on myself. I do a meditation. I love to manifest with bay leaf burning. That's one of my favorites. So if I've got a health or a stressful situation, I'll write it on a bay leaf and then I'll burn it. And if there's something that's carrying on, I'll do that daily. So I love meditations. I love, I suppose it's almost witchy practices where we write things down and create energies and use crystals. So I have a little meditation area where I'll sit at the table and I'll write little notes to myself, and I love to burn them and then bury them in the garden. That's one of my favorite things. Also I find relaxing in the evening. So I've started to actually, after dinner, I'll concentrate on doing a bit of exercise. So I'll do like a little 20 minutes worth of exercise, whatever I choose, and then I'll relax. And that relaxation, that'll be either a podcast where I'm learning something new, I love the nutritional ones, or it will be something where I can just relax with a funny program, because laughter actually boosts all our positive hormones in our body. So I do quite often try to look for funny programs to watch in the evening for half an hour. So there's all little tricks that I try to do, that I pull in from all the research that I do over the years.
Right, that's amazing. Well, you know, I have a question for you. So I'm clearly not new to crystals. I'm always wearing them, but for someone who might be new, what should be the starter crystal and why?
I would say, and I have one here, an amethyst. It's protective. It's calming. It helps with muscle relaxation, which can help with pain. It's just a really good all-rounder. So our amethyst, I would say, is my go-to. I actually have picked out all my favorite beginner's crystals, and I made a little starter pack on my website for people as well. So quartz, universal healer is quartz, and it's some amazing stone. It's very powerful energy, and because it's clear, you can program it for anything you want. So, and if you have a quartz point like that, you can actually use it as a wand. So they can be very powerful, just clear quartzes. They're my favorites to start with, I think.
Great. What you're talking about, is that the crystal kit that is on your site? Because I noticed you had crystal kits.
Yes, it's a beginner's crystal kit, and I have a protection kit. I've got ones which I've picked out as well. So if you like raw stones, I've picked out some lovely raw stones in a kit. So I've tried to pick stuff which people may want to have that you can't. It's difficult just to go to a shop and just buy a load of raw stones. It's quite difficult. So I've tried to pick out things that may help you in your quest, and you can quickly get just a kit for £15. So, you know, it's much easier.
Wonderful. That's so great. And this has been an amazing interview that I have had with you. I've learned so much, and I really enjoyed our conversation. So thank you for coming on and for sharing and imparting information and for the healings that you're doing on social media. I mean, it is why, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are following you. You're that.
Thank you.
Yes, it's only the truth. You're an amazing healer. I enjoy every time I tune in with you. I have a great takeaway. And like I mentioned before, it is spot on. So I am just really honored and blessed that you could be with, you know, me and us here today. And I just want to say thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you. Stay with me and we'll have a chat in just a moment, okay? Thank you so much for being on the show. Interesting. Okay, we reversed and you're still with me. Angela of Empowered Crystals, thank you so much for being with us today. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to us. And you can find Angela and Empowered Crystals on Instagram at Empowered Crystals. Angela, since I do have you with me, would you say, is it the same on TikTok? Because I always watch you on Instagram.
Everything's Empowered Crystals. The same videos are throughout all my social media, apart from YouTube, where I have longer videos. So it's TikTok is short, Instagram is short, and YouTube, that's my main bit is YouTube, because I have a couple a week which are longer videos.
Wonderful. Well, I'm gonna send you something when we get off air, just a little note. And I'm just so honored and blessed, and I thoroughly enjoyed our chat today.
Yes, it's been lovely. Thank you for having me.